This one was done on the hoof a couple of days ago, completely unscripted. I was up in Hampstead and I walked along a favorite little passageway, Perrin's Court, and talked about what I encountered. Anyway, listening to it tonight, I realize there's a real howler right at the beginning, which I've got to put a band-aid over. Ergo this little lead-in. You'll hear the howler about a minute in. I was in front of the Tall Townhouse, as it's known. I mentioned Ada, a charlady who lived there in 1911 with her three children. What came out was the pronouncement, in return for looking after the place, she cleaned it. Now that makes just a ton of sense, doesn't it? It's embarrassing. But hey, it was ad-lib time. Many a slip twixt the synapses and the lips. Anyway, here's the band-aid. What should have tripped off my tongue was the phrase, Ada was a live-in charlady. In return for cleaning the house, Ada and her children were given accommodation there. My best guess would be a couple of rooms in the cellar. Okay, band-aid applied. Here's the piece.
London calling. David here. It's actually Hampstead calling, and I'm out in the field. I'm up in Hampstead, and I'm going to do one tiny little street, Perrin's Court. So we've just come from Flask Walk. We've crossed on the zebra crossing. Glad to see that Joe and the Juice have got their WTF sign out. WTF, in this case, stands for Where's the Food? And we've walked past Waterstones, and the Bread Ahead Bakery, and the Fish Cafe, and up ahead is the King William IV Pub, and the Creperie, and the Coffee Cup Restaurant, the old traditional coffee cup restaurant. And that brings us really to Perrin's Court, which is pedestrianized, I'm glad to say. It's very short, I don't know, 50 yards long, something like that. On the left, they're on the high street as well as just up Perrin's Court, David Clulo, the opticians. Then we've got a handful of tiny and very attractive houses. Lots of flowers, flower boxes. And one of these houses I talk about a little bit, the so-called Tall Townhouse. I talk about it because of Ada, who was a charlady who I think in return for looking after the place cleaned it. She had three children, two sons and a daughter. And one of her son's names is on the war memorial right in front of St. John's, the parish church. That'll get pointed out. Anyway, tiny little street, delightful little street, two art galleries. I think my favorite might be the one I'm in front of now, the Zebra One Gallery in the window. This enormous painting of the five liveliest, prettiest, most beautiful, most standout zebras you have ever seen. Brightly painted stripes. Three of them are wearing beautiful, beautiful spectacles. Yellow spectacles, pink spectacles, blue spectacles. It's run by Warren, the Zebra One Gallery, and Gabrielle. They've been here 40 years or so. But what's fun, what I get people to do is to look up, and their little balcony, to start with, there's a little ladder that goes up to the roof, and if you look up there, there's a couple of books, statues, and they're just hanging out up there, and it's an easy thing to miss. But the rest of the balcony, there's just stuff. There's sort of cloud face, a bit of base relief, I suppose, sculpture on the wall, and a crane, as in bird, walking along, and you look at it and you think, yeah, this is absolutely the balcony for a gallery. It's so artsy. But in fact, it's the gallery for next door, the Villa Bianca, which is the Italian restaurant. And when they're going, there are tables up there, and you can dine up there. And it turns out that the Villa Bianca is owned by the same people who own and run the Coffee Cup, the wonderful old traditional restaurant on the high street. Anyway, let's move a little bit further along. I'm looking at number 2 and number 4 with their pastel colors, their doors and their window frames, and just wonderful flower boxes. And then, yeah, we come to the house where Ada was the charlady, the tall townhouse. And we've got a couple of lovely little houses on the left-hand side. There's the one I'm in front of now, number 5, has tiny little balcony, little chair and table out there. I mean, you could be almost in an Italian village here. And it's also fun to peek back into the tiny little courtyards. I'm in front of 8A looking through the gate now, looking at, they look like fire escape steps, but it's the steps up to their door. But if you look through the steps, sure enough, there's a piece of artwork. There's a bust on a ledge. And then we move along a little further, and we come on the right to Maud and Mabel, which is a second gallery in the window. It says clay, cloth, wood. I don't know exactly what they do in there, but maudandmabel.com, you can find out on the left. And a little bit of a sore thumb, Savills, the estate agents, is the biggest establishment in the street. And then we come to Manny's, which is a delightful little sandwich shop. Next door is the Perrin's Shoe Clinic. I love this, established 1980, 41 years they've been here. Key cutting, shoe repairs, and garments, bags, fastenings replaced. For example, zips, locks, etc. And then we carry on and up ahead. The next one along is Annette Rose Jewelry, Antique and Craft Emporium. And then we come to Ginger and White. There's a big queue. It's kind of a delicatessen. Good foodstuffs, coffee, all sort of takeaway at the moment. But you can hear how lively it is. And then we come up, and we're almost all the way up now at the far end, and it's the Linea Fashion establishment. On the right, we've got the Antique Textiles Company. And just like that, we're up at the far end of Perrin's Court. And I'm looking on my right at Del Maestro by Camilla. It's jewelry. And sure enough, we've come through to Heath Street, and we will turn left here. We walk just a little way down Heath Street because I like what's at the end here. The next little lane along is Perrin's Lane, and on the corner of Perrin's Lane and Heath Street, well, it's a beauty salon today, but 120 years ago, it was an Eastern European delicatessen called Leonard's. Leonard's Delicatessen. And the old signage is still there. And I'm looking, it says Leonard's, and then it slants a little bit because of kind of bow window. And you've got HAM 9932. That is, of course, an old telephone number. And I always think something's really been lost with digitalization. The 7-8 digit numbers, whatever they are, for cell phones, what's that tell you? But with this one, you knew that from that HAM for ham, you knew you were ringing somebody in Hampstead. And this was just true right across the board. If you wanted to ring someone in Bloomsbury, it was MUS for Museum, for British Museum, and then four digits. If you wanted to ring Buckingham Palace, it was VIC for Victoria, and then four digits. Anyway, I'm now going to cross the high street, and we're going to turn right, and we're going to head up to, I always save the best for last on the Hampstead Walk, Church Row. We'll do quite a bit there, and we'll end down at the far end. And that's it. Okay.